Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chad does a decent Jeremy Pruitt.
I've been workshopping this. It's not quite Andrew
Chad was rehearsing. I was listening to him rehearse. It was like being with a musician concert.
Remember the day where he could not
find the lock?
He couldn't find Andrew Luck.
It was like 2 weeks I couldn't find it. I kept trying to go back to it.
He's doing
like,
the hand gestures and all. It sounded like Kennedy.
We went back and forth for 5 minutes. Like, guys, Kennedy. I can't do it anymore. I don't know what happened.
Penguins. I just started saying penguins.
God, that was so good. I could listen to that anytime it comes up, the penguins.
It is funny, too, because we all have something we get in our head and we can't say something the proper way. And he just lost it. He couldn't say penguins. Benedict Cumberbatch we're talking about.
But for Trump, it was anonymous.
Yes.
Penguins.
Anonymous penguins.
So Vol calls last night, GoBalls247.com, they do a transcript of this each week, or will be doing this each week.
Yes, which is really smart.
And
because it's classic every week. I railed against this last week, just how bad. Like, if you wanted the worst possible impression of a fan base, listen to Vol calls with Tennessee fans.
So these are the actual questions from the Vol network that Coach Pruitt answered.
We're pulling actual audio.
Yes. Of questions. And then Chad will read as Jeremy Pruitt from the transcript on how Pruitt handled these questions from Vol calls. Here is Barrett in Knoxville.
Coach, how do we not be so, like, our offensive line, our strength is obviously on the left-hand side. How do we not look so left, like left-side or left-handed? What do you have a plan for that, or... And I'll just hang up and listen to you on that question.
Well, I probably need to get you to help me with the scouting report. I didn't know we were that left-handed, but I may need to go back and look. I know we're a lot bigger on the left side. If you look at Trey, but if you look at Jameer standing by Trey, Jameer looks like he's about 14 years old. I think on both sides of the offensive line, I think there's been good moments and bad moments, and the guys have worked hard to improve. They've really not spent a lot of time together as far as a unit, but I can see them getting better each week and improving.
I can tell you this.
It's not because these guys don't work hard at it. They're putting in the time to try to be the best they can be.
I think you need to work in a little skoo. That gets you in the...
Coach, was that question I?
High school.
Or Eli Wolf.
That's it.
That's Wolf. A good one. Is
Eli,
that the keyword?
Eli Wolf.
That's the tripwire.
We go next, Paul, to Jake in Sharon, Tennessee.
Jake, how are
What's
you?
What's going through your mind during that ball walk?
Well, Eli Wolf was right behind me on the ball walk.
There you go.
So, you know, that's one of the most impressive sights that I've ever seen. Just the passion of our fan base, the fact they're there to support our team as soon as they get off the bus. I'm going to tell you what, I was really shocked this past week because my message to the team was, if you had to wait on the fans or the Vol walk to get you excited, then you're probably at the wrong place. But I was wrong, and I got off the bus and saw everybody there. You can see and feel the passion of this university.
So good. That's excellent.
Todd is calling
Eli Wolf helped, by the way.
Yeah.
Woof. Todd is calling from El Paso.
Thank you very much. I want to say that was an awesome moment for the youth coming from the country. It was really cool to see a league.
Not that, Coach.
The question is, how are we going to limit the penalties of each quarter, which we all know that we can't afford to do?
Charlie Brown's teacher on the line.
You know, Todd, I can start by saying that Eli Wolf was penalty-free on the day against UTEP, and I think your question, from what I could hear, was about limiting the penalties. That's something that we really focused on since the first day we've been here, about having discipline in our program, doing what's right all the time. We have officials practice today at practice. We have them out there. There's repercussions for penalties. We were very fortunate the first two games not to have very many penalties, but not so much this past Saturday. Had a lot of unforced penalties, but it didn't matter. Don't matter how good you are, how bad you are. Doesn't matter. If you create penalties and negative yardage for yourself, it's hard to overcome it.
I like how Chad Pruitt tried to say didn't instead of don't there in the actual transcript.
Yeah, tried hard.
Gilly is next up from Chattanooga. Gilly, how are you?
Doing well, guys. Yeah. Doing well, especially since we finally got a coach at Knoxville. That's a hard-nosed practice every day, technique, fundamentals, every day. No green jerseys. Coach Pruitt, I am so thankful that Coach Former brought you in. We've had a brick salesman, and he actually used ball calls to put together his game plan.
Oh. You got anything about tonight, about the game Saturday?
I do.
Okay.
I know that Coach Pruitt, our team is going to punch the Gators in the nose, and we're going to beat those low-life water lizards.
Okay, all right. Okay, good. Well, I could just imagine Pruitt's
low life water lizards. Coach, your thoughts?
Well, Gilly, I can tell you that Eli Wolf agrees with you. I may actually bring you in on Friday night and give us the pregame speech. I kind of like the way you're talking.
So good.
Oh,
low life water lizards.
I think, Chad, you have to do away. You can't do Andrew Luck anymore because this is so good.
He kept going. No, you can do both.
No, you can't because your Jeremy Pruitt is pretty much spot on.
The Eli Wolf thing helped. Once I got the Eli Wolf, I felt like I got it slower.
What was the beginning
right
of that call? Where he's listed things off. He's talking about ancient history stuff.
We had a brick salesman.
And he's like, all right, you have anything about
he used ball calls to set his game plan.
All right, enough.
What we learned, Chad Withrow is great at pretending to be Jeremy Pruitt. We also learned
very good.
That Coach Paul Spurrier was up in his bonus room polishing his Heisman at 2 a.m. when an intruder walked in. Midday 180.
Similar story to my story.
Served up by Wendy's.